going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 8:14, quickly to Tony McCauley, reporter with the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We did part one of this yesterday, but we're going to have to recap a little bit. Tony, we're talking about Churchill Downs, who owns the fairgrounds, possibly pulling out of stopping racing at the fairgrounds. If that were to happen, then what happens from there? But first, we'll go back and recap what it is that led us to this point. Tony, I'm going to shut up and let you tell a story. Have at it.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So what happened was Churchill Downs, which has run the fairgrounds for the last 21 years, told the Racing Commission last week that it would pull out, it would stop racing and wouldn't go ahead with this year's season in November if they didn't get a subsidy to plug a hole that was left after a Supreme Court decision by the Louisiana Supreme Court that basically took away its ability to run these type of slot machines called historical horse racing, which they've been doing since 2021. And they've been giving them quite a lot of additional revenue. So they said they want a subsidy like they get in Florida, or they will pull out of the state, basically.
All right. So the court said that, yes, they're right. And this is where we get a little bit in the weeds with the type of game that they were using, that it wasn't covered under current law. There would have to be a new law passed for this game to be legal, which leads us to, okay, you're talking about a subsidy. Horse racing is called the sport of kings. You would be subsidizing whom? I mean, so the state has a limited budget. You would be paying the people that are in horse racing a subsidy. That's what we're saying, right?
Yeah, that's right. As we said yesterday, these people, the companies who run the tracks, have since the 90s, they've been making more and more of their money from the slot machines. They basically become casinos that subsidize the horse racing side of the business. The horse racing side is sort of gone down since, for many years. So they need the money, the revenue they get from the slot machines to subsidize the horse racing side. So these historical horse racing machines, they call them HHR, they're basically slot machines. It's just based on the kind of software that runs historical races anonymized and then pays out up to, you get really big jackpots like 100,000. So that had been making up more and more of their slot machine revenue, which they use to cover purses for the horse race winners and the expenses of running the tracks.
Right.
So what they told the commission last week was losing HHR meant they would have almost half their profits gone away and wouldn't be able to cover the $9 million expenses they have to run fairgrounds every year.
And the state only has X amount of money, right? So you got to make choices. It would be talking about, again, subsidizing the horse racing industry. That's accurate?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what sources have told me is that Governor Landry's not inclined to give them a subsidy. So that's the standoff.
All right, so let's game it out. He doesn't give them the subsidy. What happens from there?
Well, if they follow through on their threat, then they would leave the state of Louisiana. If what they say is true, they're not able to make enough money to make a profit here, and they would leave the state, and therefore they would be putting fairgrounds, and they've got 13 OTDs as well. They'd be putting the fairgrounds, though, which is the most important thing for us. It's the historical racetrack, mm-hmm. been here since, you know, the 1830s, up for sale, and therefore the question is who might buy it.
And let's talk about that. Who? What names are being bandied about, or are there people that are interested in buying it?
Well, yeah. From my reporting, talking to quite a number of the people in the industry, there are basically two that are on everyone's tongues. The first one is Gail Benson. When her late husband, Tom, and she actually tried to buy it before in about 2016. There were stricter rules on NFL owners owning gambling operations back mm-hmm. then, but those rules are looser now. So she would be at the top contender, and her spokesperson actually told me that didn't say she would be interested directly, but didn't rule it out, left the door open, said she was monitoring the situation. And the other person is Jim Bernard, who's a billionaire from Baton Rouge, and who got into horse racing a few years ago in a big way with his wife. And those are the two leading contenders, everyone agrees.
All right, so the question is, you can answer this when we come back. The question I have is, and I don't know if there's an answer or not, but if Churchill Downs says they can't run it at a profit without HHR, that game that they want to run at their slot machines, that the state Supreme Court, as I understand it, said no, this, it's not grant. If they want to use this machine, there would have to be a new law. Again, not to get too far in the weeds. What happens with Gail Benson or Jim Bernhard? Would they be able to run the track without a subsidy or without HHR? And I don't know what the experts are saying about that, or if you know, but we'll find out. We come back. Tony McCauley, our guest reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. As a taxpayer, I got a problem with, you know, people that are involved with the sport of Kings or Churchill Downs and horse racing getting a subsidy from the state. We'll talk about that when we come back. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, 826, Tommy Tucker. Quickly back to Tony McCauley, reporter with the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Talking about this Churchill Downs Fairgrounds thing, it's not about slot machines. It's about a specific type of slot, correct, Tony?
Yes, that's correct.
The HHR. So my question before the break is, if Churchill, here's the way my mind works in a linear manner, okay? I'm thinking, well, if Churchill Downs says they can't run this without a subsidy because they don't have HHR, then how is another owner going to do it? Or if another owner can do it, then Churchill Downs is kind of fibbing and they'll really need the subsidy. And when it comes to the court ruling, whether it's Gail Benson or Jim Bernhard or whomever buys it, they wouldn't have HHR slots either, would they? So does that kind of prove whether or not they can run it without those machines at a profit?
Yeah, well, there's a lot there. Mm-hmm. The first question, of course, is it a loss-making operation? And at the Racing Commission meeting, Louis Roussel, who's a legendary Louisiana horse breeder, spoke and said to the commission, call their bluff. You know, they make money. They're just poor mouthing, were his words. Now, what you need to look at, they don't produce figures locally, Churchill Downs, but nationally, they're a very, very profitable organization. They just had record profits on $2.5 billion a year. They made about well over $400 million. So they're very profitable, but they haven't done that, you know. A lot of that, increasing amount of that, has come from these HHR machines. So, you know, we'll have to kind of look under the hood here. They'll have to show their numbers to the regulators here and to lawmakers here if they want to try to get a subsidy. But they have shown that they will pull out of racetracks around the country when it doesn't work for them, when they don't make enough profits, like they did in, you know, several locations, including Arlington, where they sold to the Bears. So the second question then is, you know, would these owners take it on if it wasn't particularly profitable? And what Benson's folks said to me was they noted that they understand the difficulties of running a racetrack, and then they noted that she has a record of supporting local institutions, you know, both on a philanthropic basis and stepping in to invest. So that's basically the position there. We haven't heard from Jim Bernhard, but he certainly has the wherewithal to be able to buy a track like that and run it.
And to be clear, the state Supreme Court said that this specific type of slot machine, this HHR, they shut them down until they would have to be approved by a referendum in each parish, right? So where does the court action stand? Is Churchill Downs appealing that to somebody else, or is that it as far as the Supreme Court goes? State Supreme Court.
Right, yeah. So the Supreme Court said, just as you said, so they would have to do that on a parish-by-parish basis. But it's not just as simple as that, because they would have opposition from the people who brought the suit,
right,
which are the truck stop operators. So it would be, you know, a lengthy legal battle there. What they did in Kentucky when they lost a similar Supreme Court decision was to get the legislature to just overturn it, you know, or not overturn it, but make new law. But that's, you know, that's a little bit more difficult here because you'd be, you know, the parishes have won that right to make their own decision at the local level. So the other thing that they've done, other solution elsewhere, is in Florida, where last year they got the Florida government just to give them a permanent annual subsidy to help cover their costs. So those are the options that I think it's the second option is the one that they're pushing for, you know.
So politically, it would seem as though the governor or government has a choice between subsidizing Churchill Downs or letting it revert to local ownership. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, the local owner, just, you know, to be absolutely clear, they haven't, you know, specifically said they're going to put it up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just implied by their threat to pull out of the state. And neither of the two locals have explicitly said they would buy it. But if you read between, or not read between the lines, but certainly Gail Benson left it open and Jim Bernhard didn't comment on it. So,
yeah, I think,
and a lot of the industry would really like to see a local owner. So that's the situation.
And I think when you look at the way the opposition's going to frame it, it's going to be, all right, why are we subsidizing an out-of-town company when there could be local ownership on this? Thank you, Tony. I appreciate your reporting.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again as this progresses. We'll take a break, come back, talk to DA Jason Williams about the escape from parish prison. 8:30, time for WWL First News. All right, 844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to District Attorney Jason Williams. And Jason, I got to tell you, if I scratch my head anymore over this jailbreak, I'm going to have to get some more Band-Aids because it just keeps getting sillier and sillier. Tell me what happened yesterday.
Well, Tommy, first of all, people in our condition can't scratch our heads too hard.
No, you're right about that because there's no hiding it because we're bald. There's nothing.
No, sir. Yep. No, sir. It's deeply troubling, and it keeps getting more and more problematic. The more questions we ask, the more questions we have. I reached out to my most excellent partner in all of this work, Chief Kirkpatrick, yesterday morning to find out if the sheriff had formally requested a crime lab forensic examination of the site of the hole of that cell that the inmates got out of. She told me they had not. We discussed it for a couple of moments, and she mobilized her crime lab, and she had Dr. Kelly, the director of the crime lab, Chief Nicole Powell, and just a real crackerjack team get over there in a matter of moments. Walked over and met them, and we just walked through the entire area as it should have been done moments after the jailbreak. And it's deeply troubling that the sheriff would not have requested that and would have wanted those answers immediately.
Yeah, because, and I want to ask you about, you talked about preserving video evidence. One question I have is, if all of this was captured on camera and it didn't happen in a couple of minutes, I've seen snippets of video.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Video. I don't know if the whole thing, because this was akin to a construction project or deconstruction, if you will, if all of this was captured on videotape, I don't know if that's preserved or not. That's what you're asking, I guess. And the other question is, when it comes to who was involved with this, that's why processing it as a crime scene becomes so important. Accurate?
Absolutely accurate. 100%, Tommy. So we sent preservation letters out. This happens in the civil legal world and the criminal legal world. You want to make sure things are preserved. You don't typically expect to have to ask law enforcement partners to do this kind of stuff, though. But we asked that any logs, records of deputies, where inmates were supposed to be housed, right? Because as we know now, 10 of these guys escaped from one pod when none of these individuals were actually assigned to that particular pod. I know you've had former Sheriff Marlon Guzman on the show to discuss some of this. Mm-hmm. I was in some of those meetings early on with Judge Afric and the sheriff when they were designing this jail. The first four pods are for handicapped and mobily challenged inmates. None of these individuals fit that. It's for a lower threat individual. So where they were supposed to be, how they got from where they were, when the toilet came out, all of that. It should be on some monitor, and so we've asked that all of those things be preserved, what maintenance work was being done, who had access to what. So we need to go back and do a deep autopsy about who was where at 11 o'clock, 11:05, and on and on and on, because like you said, Tommy, this did not happen in a matter of seconds and moments.
Do you have any idea time frame how long this took?
You know, it's hard to say. I can tell you there's several feet of concrete from where that toilet attaches on the inside of the cell and where it's bolted. There's bars that had to be cut with some instrumentality that inmates are never supposed to be anywhere close to, right? So this could not have been a quick operation. And it could not have been done with these 10 inmates and one individual alone. And fingerprints, DNA, all of that stuff will help us get to that point. And so I've also asked the sheriff to give us turn over or fingerprint all maintenance workers, employees, and also do a buckle swab, so that we can either include or exclude individuals from the rest of this inquiry.
With all of the cameras, and if, again, going back to the snippets of video, I would have to believe that all of this was captured on camera. If not, they were turned off. Tell me how that works.
So it should have been not just captured, but viewed in real time as the protocol for a direct supervision facility. Those cameras are not there so that a sheriff or a deputy can go back and see what happened. Mm-hmm. Those cameras are so that these human beings can have eyes on these inmates 24 hours a day, right? So it should have never happened because of these monitors and cameras, but absolutely it should be recorded and memorialized for posterity for a jury to look at to see who did what and when.
But you're talking about, to be clear, hours, not minutes, right?
Correct. We asked for preservation of all logs and records dating back to April 1st, because you don't know how methodically and how surreptitiously this was planned. And so we want to look at everything over the past 2 months to figure out how these 10 guys were able to get out of that small hole.
I want to talk to you when we come back about overcrowding. Some people are stuck on that, and I understand that as a problem. But it just seems to me that, again, not to lose sight of the big picture here, if they had only 10 people in jail, if these were only 10 people in jail, if they were where they were and the cameras were not being monitored, they would have escaped. So I don't see where overcrowding really enters into this escape at all. Unless there was nowhere else to put these 10 people, and I've not heard anything about that. We'll talk about it when we come back with DA Jason Williams, 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 856, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back with Jason Williams, district attorney. So, Jason, both a blessing and a curse is a thing in a linear manner. So here's what I'm thinking. Because we hear about overcrowding, but it seems as though if these 10 inmates were where they were under the supervision that they were under, they still would have escaped. Unless you want to say that there was no room on the upper floors of the jail and that's why they had to be there. But if that's the case, then you would have to presume that the people on the upper floors were more dangerous than they were. Unless it's a staffing issue where they didn't have enough people to watch the lower floors. But if that's the case, then I go back to they shouldn't have been on the lower floor to begin with. Am I missing something here or not?
You're not missing a thing, except for that common sense that you just laid out was not being applied over there at the jail. Other sheriffs, like my friend Joe Lapinto and Jimmy Pullman, other sheriffs across the state are responsible for serving and protecting the entire public of that parish and maintaining a jail. The sheriff in Orleans Parish only has to keep inmates in jail, care, custody, and control. Growing up here, I remember there were three times the number of people in our parish jail, and we didn't have 10 violent offenders just slipping out. So if a cell door is broken on a Monday, you fix it on a Monday, or at the worst, a Tuesday. If monitors on your cameras are down, you replace them. If somebody's computer in the DA's office goes out, we replace it. This is just common sense stuff. It's not asking a lot.
So let me get back to linear thinking, which is, you told me on Monday, I think it was, it has been a long week, but that the state or the governor said they moved 20 prisoners, which meant that there was room at state facilities for these 20 prisoners. So that, to me, takes overcrowding off of the table, because the sheriff should have moved these people prior to that if they had room for 20 people and the governor could move them immediately. Am I saying anything wrong there?
If we moved them in less than a couple of days, then they could have been moved a year ago.
Right.
Right. They could have been moved 2 years ago. They could have been moved months ago. So we can't blame overcrowding. We can't blame broken equipment. This is a management issue. This is an oversight issue. One job for a jailer. Eyes on inmates 24/7. And it just wasn't happening.
So if it was overcrowding, and I'm not saying it was, it was the sheriff's fault, because there was obviously room for 20 prisoners that were moved immediately. Accurate?
Clearly. Okay. Clearly. The case has been made.
So what happens next?
Well, there are several different inquiries going on. I'm working very methodically with AG Morrell. She's been a great partner in this. She's dealing with a consent decree, dealing with staffing, dealing with the overcrowding issue. I'm focused on criminal culpability to figure out what happened. I think we're going to find gross negligence and criminal culpability here. But the focus is making sure this place is secure and getting these other five back in custody, which is going to happen, but would have happened a lot faster had we not allowed them to have that 8-hour head start because she didn't notify us.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate your time. As always, Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney. Again, seems like a lot of common sense stuff to me, but we'll talk to Ian McNulty when we come back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.